Good afternoon. I call this regular board meeting of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency Board of Directors to order. It is August 12th. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Stephen Jones.
Here.
Amanda McKinney. John Devaney.
Here.
Jose Trevino. Brad Hill. And we don't have a quorum.
Okay. We'll continue with the business of the meeting. We will not be able to take action on any items. We'll only be hearing reports unless a additional board member arrives to give us a quorum. Are there any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
We have none.
Hearing none, we'll move into public comments. If any member of the public wishes to address a matter relevant to the business of the board, you may do so now. We ask that you approach the podium, stating your name and the item you wish to address. We do ask that you limit any comments to 3 minutes. Are there any public comments at this time? Any public comments? Any public comments? Hearing none, we move on to the consent agenda, which we cannot act on, but we can review. Were there any questions about the consent agenda items, the board meeting summary from June, and the June and July monthly activity reports? Hearing none. We'll move into the regular agenda items, executive director's report.
Yeah, it's a pretty sterile report. We just got a two-month recap on the notices of violations, the complaints, and the AODs. Those numbers are pretty much in line with this time of year, obviously. And then we have provided the June and July data on the PM2.5 and the PM10 information for 2 months. I think everybody here knows what's going on with the Schneider Springs fire and the Windy Pass fires. We had a little, you won't see that reflected on these, but we've had a little pressure system roll in, winds drop, and that's when the smoke deposition starts from those two fires, which are pretty much due west, northwest of us at this point. And subject to your questions, that will conclude my report for the month of August 2021.
Are there any questions for Mr. Hurley? Hearing none. Fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers. Without a quorum, we cannot approve them, but were there any questions or comments? Hearing none.
I had one question.
Thank you.
The Nth Degree Consulting Group, what are they doing for the agency?
They are our engineer for our permits. The state law requires engineers sign permits before they're issued, and we've used that company for the last 8 or 9 years. And before that, we used Andriotti, but Andriotti business no longer exists.
When you say permit,
any air permit, any NSR, any Title V permit, any air pollution permit, not burn permits, but any air pollution permit has to be by state law signed off by a PE. Professional engineer. The agency does not have a PE on staff, and so that's why we do that.
Any further questions? Is there any other business before the board at this time?
We have none.
Okay. Then before we adjourn, I'll just thank all the staff for all of their work during the very difficult year and a half we've had. The agency has kept the public informed and processed permits and continued our services even while working remotely and dealing with these difficult circumstances. And I haven't had a chance to thank everyone in person. I want to do so now.
We sincerely appreciate that. And I'll convey that to the people left back in the office.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I guess I do have one caveat before you adjourn. So Ms. Herman over there has potentially taken another position over in the Spokane area for better pay, and Ms. Trudell here is going to be taking over her position. We are not planning on hiring to replace, because we believe that Ms. Trudell at ITSE is what her name is for short, called Isabella is her first name. So ITSE, we believe we'll be able to do the two, but we'll remain fluid, because if we feel it does become, the PRO is probably the most in-house important position that we have. So, and you guys know the reason why. So we believe that ITSE can do both jobs, but it's not mandatory. So if there is a issue there, we will try to hire a PRO. And it is my intention that once she is certified as a PRO, because she must be certified, that we will be bumping her pay up responsibly, because my theory has always been increased responsibility requires increased pay. So it's just kind of an admin thing right here. I wanted to let you know that that's why we've got an extra person here today. Just kind of administrative. So.
Congratulations on the new position. Sorry to see you go. Mm-hmm. Additional money is always an understandable one, but she's been pretty valuable to the agency. So.
Great. But there's no further business.
No, sir.
Then we will bump the action items to the next agenda, the agenda of the next meeting in September. And I will adjourn this meeting.